This is the Novice Novelist Podcast, episode 17.
Join us in a world where creativity thrives, ideas come to life, and dreams become a reality. Welcome, listeners, to the Novice Novelist Podcast.
Hi, y'all. My name is Madison Koskla, and today we have a couple poets with us today from our periods 4 and period 6 classes of creative writing. First, we have Olivia Carnicom.
All right, my poem's called Change. Kids shouldn't be heartbroken this young. It feels like we just got out of pull-ups and learn how to walk. Now we're giving each other our hearts, and we're like little kids all over again, dropping everything and laughing and not knowing the hurt that comes after. We went from loving someone so purely to wondering if they still care. Trust as a kid was falling into your best friend's arms. Trust now is looking back to see if they're still there. When we were little, distance meant nothing, and now it means everything. We went from loving without thinking to loving and overthinking. Giggles have changed to tears, and tears have changed to drugs. And soon enough, we aren't making our toddler self proud anymore. Playdates turned into play fights, which led to abusive relationships. Daddy is not used as your father. And now that you're gone, I feel like a child again. When we were little, we wanted to do everything. Now we want to give up on everything. Makeup was for playdates and would get smeared off from rolling in the grass. Makeup now is smeared off after sex with a guy who didn't actually love you. Secrets were for your best friend, and now they're for everyone. Heartbreak was losing your mom in the store. Heartbreak now is writing a poem. Without saying your name, you know it's about you.
That was beautiful. Alrighty, so next we have Asia Taylor, and she's going to share her poem with us.
So my poem doesn't have a title.
That's okay.
Okay, I'm just dive right in. So, for years we have been fed lies because they don't want us to think for ourselves. Their goal is to place us in our prospective factions to mask our strengths, for they fear that we will be a threat. What they don't understand is that no matter how many lies they choose to tell, the truth always has a way of coming out. It's too stubborn to be silenced. Can you imagine how great and chaotic it would be if more people were like that? Most of the time, we are afraid to tell the truth because our vulnerabilities have a possibility of being victimized. Sometimes being vulnerable is the only way we can get out of the ruts we've been placed in. Everything is not what it seems. People are not what they seem. Our hunger for immortality returned to us, and oblivion will find a way. We'll be left to wonder what other options and endless possibilities we'll have left. But eventually, we will find out what we have left is each other. In order to make the world a better place, we must come to terms with our faults by making them right. How can we move forward if we don't recognize and learn from our mistakes? It probably sounds cliche, but love is the only way we can truly all be happy. We can say what we want, but do we know what and why we're saying it? We can believe what we want, but do we understand what we're believing in?
Thank you for sharing, Asia.
You're welcome.
All right. Next, we have Tiffany Strobel.
My poem is called You. It says, I asked myself why I agreed to be yours, letting you take my heart. Hold it gently, I said, for it's only the beginning. I asked myself how we form this art, love, happiness, and peace of mind. Though quickly, it could be broken. After a year, I guess it was too much. I asked myself where'd it go, and suddenly, with one heartbreak, I went from carefree to cautious. Worried that I would bleed on those who didn't hurt me. I asked myself if it was my fault, even though you said it's not me, it's you. Following my heartbreak, scared, lonely, the one thing I said to hold gently. I asked myself, why'd I come back? Love was the only string attached. Like when the ocean always comes back to kiss the shore, I came back to help you through the storm. I asked myself, why as you leave again, making me misguided and lost? I know I was too good for you. Goodbye, good luck. You're on your own.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, and we'll be back with more poems. All righty, we are back with more poems that have been read in our Poetry Slam, and first we're going to start with Dalton Lieb.
All right. My poem does not have a title, but here we go. Why did you leave? Did you love me? Because I loved you. 6 months of fun. Why did you run? December, I felt happy. January, I felt mild. February, oh man, a month I'll never forget. Why did you run? Valentine's Day, a day for love. Now it's a day for sorrow. Everything I did for you apparently meant nothing to you. I've learned something that day. I've learned that love isn't what it was when I was younger. It was completely different than I expected. If you truly love someone, express it. Show that person how much you care about them. Don't leave them there to cry in agony when they lose someone. Hug them. Kiss them. Do something to comfort them. Make them feel wanted and loved, not ignored. Yes, fights will happen, but work together to solve it, not by screaming at each other or bruising your partner, because that goes nowhere. We may not be as smart as Einstein or even the person sitting next to you, but we all know what love is.
Thank you, Dawn. That was so good. All right. Now we're going to go to Bryn Jacoby. Does your poem have a title, Bryn?
No.
That's okay.
So I'll just start. The first time I fell in love was the most intense experience of my life. We weren't together long, 3 months at the most, but after I met him, the world changed. After my heart was broke, I spent years trying to clean it up. The pieces scattered everywhere, and every so often, someone new would pick one up. They would take a look at it and run their fingertips around its curves, making me feel like their hands were the glue I was desperately searching for. But soon they got tired, and they mistreated the piece, and when they were done playing, they dropped it carelessly against the concrete floor, only to leave me more shattered pieces. But one day, 2 years from the initial break, did someone pick up a fragment with gentle hands that healed rather than hurt? He picked it up during art class third period, when I walked by his table in a dark green shirt, and he turned to his friend and said, "Damn, who's the new girl?" We had gone to the same school all of our lives, but never once had we seen or spoken to each other, so his hands held my heart dear and asked me to give him a chance. By this point, I had been shattered so many times, I had given up trying to put myself back together again. But the fragment he held was just big enough to shatter once more, so I said, "Screw it, go ahead." Something was different this time around, though. The holder started to gather more pieces, scattered around the floor at his feet. He picked up my trust, my confidence, my curiosity, and most importantly, my hope that the world will always be a bright place. Sometimes the clouds just block the view. So I say thank you to the ones who saw I was finally picking myself off the ground, only for them to shove me back down and bury me six feet beneath it. Because now I found someone who is equipped with a shovel and isn't afraid to get their hands dirty. I invite more people to shatter me until the new fragments turn into atoms. Because a glass heart can be repaired in time, but a heart of stone will only wear with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a true poet. Alrighty, so now we have Sydney Frias. Go ahead.
My poem is called For Teenage Girls. When Anne Frank was 13 years old, she hid behind a bookcase with her family and everything hunted. She spent years pouring an ocean into a diary. When they found her, she was treated like nothing more than a spark above a burning bush. Despite everything she said, "I really believe people are good at heart." And when Joan of Arc was 14, a voice was calling her to greatness. When the doubters called her crazy, she did not listen. She grabbed her sword, grabbed her shield, and her two good hands. She was the maid of untamed patriotism, born to lead armies and unite a nation like a broken heart. Malala was 15 years old when a man would climb onto her school bus and insist her sister name her enemy. When she did not hide, she was shot in the temple. 3 years later, in an ocean of survival and no apology, she stood before the leaders of the world and told them how her country was burning. When Mary Shelley was 16, she invented science fiction, the story of a man named Frankenstein and his creator. She soon learned young girls with big ideas are far more terrifying than monsters, but wasn't afraid. She would be remembered long after they had put down their torches. Jackie Mitchell was 17 years old when she struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, one right after the other. Grown men were so afraid of the lightning in her fingertips that a few days later, all women would be fired from the major leagues. The reason? Girls are too delicate to play baseball. Sacagawea was 18 with a baby on her back, leading Lewis and Clark across North America. Cleopatra, 18 when she became Queen of the Nile. Nellie Bly, 18, bringing justice to journalism. I'm now 18, standing on the precipice, trembling before my own greatness. This is my call to leap. There will be those who say I'm too young to make anything happen for myself. They don't see the part of me that smolders. I am the first drop of rain in a hurricane. My bravery builds beyond me, and I don't need to grow up to find my greatness. I am much stronger than the world has ever believed I could be. The world is waiting for me to set it on fire, trust in myself, and burn.
That fits perfectly with Women's History Month. Thank you so much. I would just like to thank our listeners, and please subscribe, like, and share. We will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Novice Novelist Podcast. Please subscribe and share and tune in every week to hear more Port Clinton High School students become the Novice Novelists.